Publishing Work, Your Heart on the Line, by Tricia Heffner, read by Alan Rubinstein. In my creative writing workshops, there are students hell-bent on publishing their work and becoming famous writers. Others are there for their own enjoyment and personal growth as artists. They might come to class having never been published before, but bearing a significant amount of talent that flourishes the longer they write. Eventually, they bring in work that is finished, well-crafted, authentic, and poignant. My first impulse is to jump out of my chair, shouting, "Send it to the Paris Review!" Upon which I am witness to the emotional fallout. Telling a student they should try to publish is like asking a baby to put on a blindfold and crawl on her sweet bare knees over a fresh minefield just because you think you see something small and vaguely shiny on the other side. Even with the best of writers, part of getting published is getting rejected. Nobody gets out of this business without a few heartbreaks. It can play with your self-esteem and self-worth as a writer and a person. Even the students who have been lawyers, doctors, or failed actors can feel crestfallen when their favorite journal gives their favorite poem the boot. And yet, work must be shared. That's what it's there for. So I like to tell the following story. Once upon a time, not all that long ago, I was a young and ambitious poet trying to get my work into the best journals. I was too young at the time to care about actual people who read the journals or how they might be affected by my work. I just wanted to have that acceptance letter, that accolade to brag about, that 15-minute moment of fame. Then a writer and editor from one of America's top journals accepted a poem I had written about feeling heartbroken after being dumped by another poet. The poem was called Vermin, and it was the first poem I had accepted by a journal of that caliber. I was almost afraid to write the editor of the journal to let her know it was still available, that she would see my note and realize she had made a mistake and had meant to send me a rejection instead of an acceptance. But the editor did mean to accept my poem, and she did, in fact, really like it. She wrote back and told me, "Thank you for sharing that piece. It took me to a place of vulnerability and sorrow I haven't been to in years." Thinking back on it now, I am still blown away, blown to tears, blown to smithereens, thinking about that little note she wrote me. The editor of such a well-known journal, who reads about 100,000 poems a year, found something in my writing that she hadn't found in anyone else's in not days, not months, but years. I don't say this to brag, but to give you some idea of what is at stake, what is to be gained, what is to be risked when we publish or encourage others to publish. We are not just antsy artists seeking fame, but human beings talking to other human beings. We are trying to help one another feel less alone, to feel connected, to say, "That thing you're feeling that you're embarrassed to admit to, I've felt that too." And by so doing, to share the burden or lighten the load of our somewhat precarious position in the world. That is what publishing is. Not a way to prove yourself as a writer, or one-up your writer friends, or to impress your English teacher from high school, but a way of holding someone's heart, even though you don't know who they are. Good writing is a gift, not just for one writer, but for all writers. I am grateful every time I find a really good poem that somebody wrote it, glued a stamp on an envelope, and risked the heartache and headache of rejection just so they could deliver it to my door and save my life. The idea that some writers would sit on their best work just because they were too afraid to publish saddens me. I think about how infinitely duller my life would be without Mark Doty's To a Green Crab's Shell, or Elizabeth Bishop's The Fish, or Mark Strand's What to Think Of, or anything at all by Matthew Dickman, Ellen Bass, or Dorianne Locks. Just who would any of us be if Mary Oliver hadn't taken that journey? Seen the grasshopper on The Summer's Day, or written about the wild geese, calling us all of us now, good writers, bad writers, back into the family of things. So what I say to my students when they give me a really great piece that moves me is send it out, risk the rejection, brave the heartache. Someone needs that poem even more than you do. Make sure it gets into their hands. Mostly they listen. It's their heart to protect, however they see fit.